Well, as we heard earlier, Vice President Mike Pence took a hard line on China today, including its stand on Taiwan, saying, while our administration will continue to respect a one-China policy, Taiwan's embrace of democracy shows a better path for all the Chinese people. China, of course, insists Taiwan is part of its territory and actively works to isolate it diplomatically. And that power struggle is playing out in an unlikely region. Only 17 countries in the world still recognize Taiwan, including several in Latin America. As part of our continuing series on China's expanding role in the world, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports on a small and poor region of Latin America, increasingly embroiled in Asia's diplomatic duel.
Earlier this summer, El Salvador's president, Salvador Sanchez Serén, went on national television and said the words Beijing wants to hear.
Es el único legítimo.
The only legitimate representation of China is the People's Republic of China, said Sanchez Serén. Taiwan, he added, is an inalienable part of China. With that, El Salvador moved over to the Chinese side of the diplomatic scorecard, further isolating Taiwan internationally and opening itself up to trade and much sought-after foreign investment with the world's second biggest economy. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi praised El Salvador for what he described as its unconditional adherence to the One China principle, that Taiwan is part of the mainland and not a separate democratic country. China will not recognize or do business with countries that have relations with Taiwan. This is the right choice and conforms to international norms and trends of the time, said Wang. Taiwan's international support began waning after it lost its seat to mainland China in the United Nations in 1971. By the 1990s, about 30 countries still chose Taiwan over Beijing. But China has been whittling away at those allies. Today, only 16 countries in the Vatican still recognize Taiwan. The biggest block of support is in Central America and the Caribbean. In the last 2 years, since Tsai Ing-wen and her pro-independence party took power in Taiwan, three countries have severed ties, El Salvador and the Dominican Republic this year. Panama, with its vital interoceanic shipping canal, switched allegiances last year. China is the canal's second largest user after the U.S. With fireworks and Chinese dancing dragons, Panama's President Juan Carlos Varela gushed over his country's new diplomatic ally at the opening ceremony of a huge container port at the Caribbean entrance of the canal. The $1.1 billion investment was inaugurated the same day Panama severed ties with Taiwan. We are so happy with this group of Chinese investors, said Varela, and thanked them for bringing jobs and opportunities to the Central American nation. China has invested billions in Panama's infrastructure, telecommunications, and energy generation in recent years, and has a goal to spend more than $250 billion by 2019 throughout Latin America. The decision to switch allegiances is more monetary than ideological, especially now that China is Central America's second largest trading partner, says Enrique Dussel Peters, a China expert at Mexico's National Autonomous University.
The situation is more of a pressure for these Central American countries to have diplomatic ties with China because the presence of China is enormous.
And says Colin Alexander of Nottingham Trent University, Taiwan doesn't have the same resources anyway.
There's no point in Taiwan saying, well, we'll match that and give you something else, because Taiwan just doesn't have the resources to do that.
Alexander, who wrote a book about the relationship between Taiwan and Central America, says the independent island nation would be better off emphasizing shared commitments to democracy and transparency, unlike China's opaque authoritarian ways. That's exactly what Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen has done in recent swings through the region, aimed at preempting more diplomatic defections, like in this address to the Guatemalan Congress last year. Stressing the two countries' similar struggles from war to democracy, Tsai declared the friendship between Taiwan and Guatemala firm and stable. The White House has warned China about interfering in domestic politics of nations in the Western Hemisphere. Even though the U.S. doesn't formally maintain ties with Taiwan either, it does have robust trade and sells arms to Taipei. In protest last month over the diplomatic defections, the U.S. State Department temporarily recalled three chiefs of missions from Panama, the Dominican Republic, and El Salvador.
This isn't a permanent recall. It's certainly not a break in relations, but it's a shot across the bow.
Eric Farnsworth, vice president of the Council of the Americas, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, says China has an infamous record of burdening poor countries with huge debt and then taking over strategic infrastructure as collateral for the unpaid loans. He says it's one thing when China does this in Asia or Africa, but another in places like Central America.
Countries where that have had a very close relationship one way or the other with the United States, that's different, particularly from the view of Washington, that now it's getting pretty close to home, literally and figuratively. And that's why I think alarm bells are starting to go off.
Former U.S. ambassador to Panama, John Feeley, says U.S. officials should worry about China's growing access to key allies and sensitive information. Not that China will stage military bases in the hemisphere.
What we are talking about is a steady increase in diplomatic throw weight throughout the region that will compete in spaces where previously the United States was very clearly the partner of choice.
Before the U.S. handover of the canal in 1999, a huge American flag stood on a spit of land at the Pacific entrance to the Panama Canal. China is hoping their flag will soon take up that symbolic spot. They've let the Panamanians know that's where they want to erect their new Chinese embassy. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.